There was concern on the Bakers sideline in their October road game at Mid-America Nazarene in Olathe. It was the only game this year the Wildcats trailed at halftime. But the adversity the team has faced this season hardly compares to the blows Baker absorbed off the field 2 years ago. The team's head coach, Mike Grossner, battled through cancer treatments that year. It's now in remission. Running back Cornell Brown, a junior, grew up in Baldwin City as a Baker fan. He says his freshman season with the Wildcats was an emotional test.
We battled adversity the whole entire year. I mean, you started with Coach Grossner with cancer and seeing him fighting that every day.
Travis Ray was a defensive lineman at the time. He has since graduated but returned to Liston Stadium in Baldwin City as a fan for Baker's quarterfinal game. Ray says the team and Grossner inspired each other in 2014.
He used our energy to get through it, and we fed off of him, his fight every day, every week, you know, trying to just make it through. And he didn't want us to feel sorry for him. We just went out and played for him.
The Wildcats got off to a great 7-0 start in 14. Then came the news that one of its players, Sione Maumau, committed suicide. Ray says Maumau was one of his best friends.
I happened to be hurt at the time, and I wasn't at practice for his last practice, but I remember I had talked to him the day everything went down, and you know, it was rough, and no one knew what was going on. You know, you just got to get out and talk to somebody.
Around that same time, defensive coach Bruce Young, who recruited Travis Ray at Raymore Peculiar High School in Missouri, revealed that he too was battling cancer.
You know, he didn't even tell us until about like 2 or 3 games left in the season. You know, he finally said, hey, you know, I'm struggling with this, and you know, your guys' energy has helped me through all of this. So it was pretty emotional moment.
Young, with his cancer in remission, still coaches the defense. But everything that happened that year took its toll as the Wildcats dropped 3 of their last 4 games. They rebounded last year, but lost in the playoff quarterfinals. All along, though, Grossner says the play of the offense, the defense, and special teams was leading to something special this season.
The last 4 years, we've kind of gelled and put it together everywhere, and I think this year we've got all 3 phases going in the right direction.
Empty backfield, he backpedals, has some time, guns the pass, quick action, counter 5-yard line, going to be a touchdown for the second time to Lede Chambouse. Another Baker Wildcat touchdown, that one from the 10.
Before this year, Baker finished undefeated in the regular season 3 times, but for the first time in an 11-game season. As the second-ranked team in the country, Baker is the highest-ranked team out of the 4 teams in the semis. For a program that has played continuously since 1946, Baker has never been ranked number 1. Grossner knows 2 more victories will assure that.
What's cool is this is the third time we've been 2 in the nation. In the last 4 years, and what we need to do now is finish.
Baker hosts Eastern Oregon in its semifinal game. Kickoff is set for 1:05 on Saturday afternoon. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund in Baldwin City.